Welcome to RGP Wynnum. Sandy speaking.
Hello, Sandy. It's Justine. How are you?
Hello. Good.
That's good. Are you busy at the minute?
No. All good.
Okay, cool. Just following up on this Dr. Davis room hire. We spoke last week about him. Did you manage to get a hold of Davina and sort out the date that he's after?
So she emailed us and said what date. I rang her and then she said I'll email the dates and then I said, yep, that's all good.
And she hasn't got back to you then?
She didn't, no. I said, yep, no, that's all good. And I said, just confirming, is that 8 to 12? But she didn't. She hasn't replied yet.
Okay.
No, not
all right.
to that. Did
okay.
you want me to follow that one?
Perhaps just follow it up, just for your own... sake, and just rather than us sort of going in and out of it. So if you give them a call. Now, I emailed you over the booking calendar.
Yes.
So what we were talking about, Lauren and I were talking, what we suggest you do is create your own.
Yes.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't yet. No, but I would because that one's a little bit busy.
It is. So just recreate that, but you
need
a simplified one. But keep that one because it gives you an overview of how we run it and also the
absolutely.
Billing schedule.
Yes,
so,
okay.
And you can just open up the tabs that way and then you can put in all of your specialists that are going in there because you've got Davis on a Monday and Astoria on Tuesday by the sounds of it. I think that's what will be happening.
Oh, okay. So I thought Davis was Monday and Tuesday or is that, do they act for the same people, do they? That lady?
No.
That,
where did you get, because didn't she say, let me find.
She said Monday and Tuesday, I thought. Let me just have a look.
What's the email address that they're sending it from? Practice manager. Hi, just the 15th and 16th of December. Yes, okay, so you might have a bit of a clash then with a story if he's wanting to start on the 16th.
I'm happy to. Yeah, I can't find that email yet, but yeah, I thought that she did say Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, you're right, yep. So that's okay for temporarily a story, we can put her in the room that Karen's going to use.
Yeah, sure. That's what I pretty much said that we would do, yeah.
Yeah.
I said I've got a doctor going in there in January, but I sort of said that you can have that one in case the other one's not ready. So
yeah,
he'll be fine.
So we just need to get the dates from, let me just one second, hang on one second.
That's okay, that's all right.
Thank you for calling Redlands General Practice. If this is an emergency, hang up now and dial 000. Otherwise, please hold and your call will be in.
Yes, so Astori's going to do the 16th with you and then he's off until the 21st.
Okay, so 16th of the 12th and then back
on the 21st of December. So that'll be, January,
okay, 21st of January, okay.
And that's a Wednesday by the looks of it.
Yeah, 21st is a Wednesday. Is that what they mean? So he'll be in on a Wednesday?
Yeah, what I'll do is I'm going to send you an email.
Yep.
Home, new email. I'm going to Sandy and story info. Joe, I think her name is Joe. I'll copy it in and I'll just do you an introduction to each other.
Okay.
And then you guys can liaise with your dates. Because what I usually do is I've got my folder. I think I've shown that to you before. I've got the folder and I've just got the dates. Like I just keep a tally of the dates that they're coming in. So any correspondence
Yes, okay, you keep it all in one spot,
and then I check it off. I just make sure I have got them in, that I've got the right staff starting at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And then for your billing, you put it in your daily message to say that you've got them in whatever room it is on that day. It's just
all right.
It's not in best practice, as in you don't have an appointment.
You don't have an appointment in there, yeah, all right. So you keep track, you sort of keep track of it in your daily message, keep that up to date.
Yes.
And keep all your correspondence in one folder. And
So I've got my...
Make sure your calendar's up to, your spreadsheet's up to date.
Yeah, so I've got my spreadsheet. I put it all in the spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. I put it in the daily message. And then when I'm doing my rostering, I'm also looking at the daily message to
daily
say, yep,
message.
I know that they're here that day. And it's just easier to work around it that
and
way.
And what type of specialist is Dr. Astori?
Astori's orthopedic, isn't he? Ortho, yeah.
Ortho, okay.
And Davis is the neuro.
Neuro, yeah, okay. All right. So I'll confirm with that Davina. God, she's useless.
She
always like that? She's...
It can be a long time in between messages.
Yeah, hearing from her. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, like, I'll ring her and you go, oh, yeah, I did see a note. I've got a posted note to call you. And I'm like,
Oh, we've had lots of DNAs from them as well. So if they don't cancel, they have to still pay for the room.
Still have to pay. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the heads up on that one.
Yeah, so they'll quite often just go, yeah. I mean, I think they just had a few issues with Chow because he was changing clinics or whatever, but they just weren't communicating, obviously. It was a bit chaotic in their practice during that time.
Yeah, okay. So I'll just confirm with Davina, just confirming it will be a Monday and a Tuesday starting the 15th.
Yeah, so
and
I specifically say, can you please give me the dates and the times for the next 2 or 3 months because they quite often work, oh, it's week 4 and it's like, please send me the dates.
We don't work
along those lines. We're like, give me the
dates,
that's all.
And like I said to her, I said, oh, you said week 4, and I said week 4 is Monday, this coming Monday, and she goes, oh, no, I didn't mean this week 4. I'm like, well...
Aren't you a mind reader, Sandy? Come on.
I was like, just the way she's worded it. Like, how, you just think it's week 4 and we're currently in week 3 and it's like, so that's next week. And she goes, not next.
Yeah, that's why I keep a pretty strict record of it.
Okay.
Then you're like, oh, what? Hang on, did I make a mistake? It's like, no, they're the ones I haven't.
Yeah, all right. So I'll send her a message there. I'll send her an email, say, can you please confirm the dates and the times for the next two or three months?
Yeah.
The specialist.
For Davis,
here. For doctor. So it's just one doctor. It's not two. For Dr. Davis, please.
Yeah.
At Wynnum. All right. That's a good idea. Thank you for that suggestion.
That's okay. And
you've got
cool with setting up your own little spreadsheet on that one.
That's fine. That's a really good guide. And it was, it was a little bit busy because we won't be as busy because. But it's really helpful. Thank you.
Lovely. No worries.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. See
thanks.
Ya. Bye.
Thanks, Justine. Bye.